Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of Dreamcast 2024. Woo! All right. Yes, the first episode of a new year, a new week, a new day, starting on a Monday, which is kind of cool because, you know, Mondays always signify the beginning of the week for everyone. It's like a brand new start. So it's kind of nice that New Year's started that way. In addition to all the things that people do and like to start with on New Year's, I hope everyone had a great and blessed and lesson learning 2023. And I'm hoping that this new year brings about many more blessings, lessons turn blessings if need be, and just prosperity in all ways for all of us. My theme of 2024 will be intent, to do things with intent, intentionally, not wasting as much time as sometimes we can tend to do in different areas of life. But before I go into what will be, let's talk about what was. My 2023 was full of all kinds of different things. What I tend to do at the beginning of the year is erase my, I guess it's a vision board in my room, where I kind of list trips and events I want to do, job improvement, writing improvement, personal improvement. I erase it all and start blank as to, so I can, you know, fill it in with what I want to do this year, where I want to go. And so last year, I had a few things on my list, and I was able to accomplish 90% of it, which is really good for me. Side point, did you know that 45% of Americans make resolutions, but only 8% will achieve their goals? We got to do better. It's not the best numbers. But anyway, so last year, my year started off pretty okay. I was able to go camping, which I hadn't done in years, probably since I was like 13. And I just had a quick night in a little campground, walked a few trails, had some fear-inspiring experiences in the night when I thought that some kind of animal was scratching at my tent. That was pretty fear-inducing, but I had a good time. I went to Tulum, Mexico on a whim. I was at work on a Sunday, I remember, sitting around talking to my coworkers, and I was like, I have 5 days off coming up. I need to do something with it, and book the trip to Tulum. And I had an amazing time. I spent my first day being a bum, just getting massages, facials, just really trying to relax before the trip began. And then the next day, I rented a scooter and rode to find cenotes. Those are like these underground water-filled caves that have really cool rock formations and such. And some people would bathe in the cenotes. Supposedly, the water is good for your body, but the ones I saw, I would not be bathing in. But it was really beautiful. I felt really free when I was able to be on the scooter instead of in a car, and trying to, you know, follow the rules of their road, which was, to me, was a little hectic, but, you know, I managed to do it safely and just explored a little bit around the area, ate some good food, just a nice chill thing to do for 4 days. I also started on a new unit in my hospital. So I had been on a rehab unit for about 11 years, and it was just time for me to do something new. And I switched to a step down ICU unit, which is a lot more acute sick patients, but it's been good for me. I've been learning a lot, even started training new nurses again, and just, you know, getting acclimated to the different type of patients because they're starting, you know, at a more sick level than I was previously, where they were almost about to go home on my other unit. It's been nice because I do have some nurses that I used to work with my old unit on this unit. And so it's just been a good experience. I really enjoy my the management and just learning something new. I tend to get bored easily, so it's been good for me in that realm. What else? I went on a cruise. Anyone who knows me knows I love cruises, and I went on a 6-day cruise to, you know, I don't even remember where I went because I've been on so many cruises, 22 to be exact, that I didn't even really care where I was going. I just wanted to go and have a good time, and I did. And that was great. And I was on one of the Carnival's newest, biggest ships, so that was really nice. I did come off the ship getting COVID, but it was still worth it. You know, COVID really takes a toll on your body and your mind. But I was like, I would do anything to go back on that ship. So anyway, I also attended 2 skate events last year. Joy Skateathon, her final skateathon in Atlanta, Georgia. That was really great. And the torch has now been passed to the ATL squad, who will be hosting it this year. And then I went to the Figure 8 Skate Affair, which was in Miami and Palm Beach. And that was also really dope. Met cool people, got to do some, you know, just fun skating and learning different routines and such. And that was really nice. Some of my family came over from Scotland, and so I got to meet some of them that I hadn't met and reconnect with those that I had. And we went to see MJ the Musical in Times Square in New York, and that was amazing. Really good show. I love Michael Jackson, so it was a really fun way to spend the evening. And I also got to see Titanic again in the theaters, which had not been in the theaters, I guess, I don't know, it was like 25 years or something like that. But I love Titanic. That is my number one top movie. So it was really nice to see that in the theaters. And I think I saw it like 4 times last year in the theater in like within 2 weeks, something like that. I went to a concert, New Edition, Tank, Keith Sweat, Guy concert in Miami. I went to an Edgar Allan Poe speakeasy, which was another dope thing to do because I love Edgar Allan Poe, and it was really cool to see these actors recite the poetry in a cool, dark atmosphere. And they gave you 4 handcrafted cocktails to kind of match the vibe of the poetry, which was really, really nice. And that's kind of all I can think of right now. And I also had a breakup, and that was not the best part of the year, but you live and you learn, and you know, life moves on, and you just, you know, whatever. That was a part of 2023, and so now here we are, 2024. What will it bring? Why do we make New Year's resolutions at the beginning of New Year's? That's what we're going to talk about in this episode as well. Where did New Year's resolutions originate? Why should we have goals? And how can we accomplish them? So let's get started. So why do we make New Year's resolutions? Where did that idea come from? Well, it's said that it started with the ancient Babylonians, who were the first to hold recorded celebrations in honor of the new year. What's interesting is they planted their crops in mid-March, so that's when they started the new year. You know, a lot of civilizations, ancient civilizations, they based a lot on crops and farming and such, and so it makes sense that their new year would start like that. They would have a 12-day religious festival called Akitu, where they would either crown a new king or reaffirm their loyalty to the reigning king. And in this time, they would make promises to their gods to return things that were borrowed or to pay off outstanding debts. And if they kept their word, they felt that their pagan gods would give them favor in the coming year. And if not, they would fall out of the gods' favor, and no one wanted to be in that place. So these promises are considered the basis for why New Year's resolutions are created. It was in 46 BC that Julius Caesar made January 1st the beginning of the new year. And January is named after the two-faced god Janus, J-A-N-U-S, whose spirit was thought to inhabit doorways and arches. And the Romans felt that Janus, this two-faced god, could look backwards into previous years and ahead into the future. So they would give sacrifices and make promises to him for the coming year. It's really interesting when you know, kind of do some research into why we do what we do in the present time. And then the early Christians, they looked at the first day of the new year as a reflection time, like a time to look back on past mistakes and how to resolve to do better in the future. They had a service called Watch Night that was held on New Year's Eve or day, and scriptures would be read and hymns would be sung. And this was an alternative to the lively celebrations that are held to bring in the new year. Today, these watch night services are popular with like evangelical Protestant churches, especially of African American denominations, and they spend their nights praying and making resolutions for the coming year. And then today, most people will make New Year's resolutions for what? For self-improvement, things like weight loss or better financial situations, new jobs, better eating, better management of stress, quitting bad habits like smoking or drinking, improving their relationships, you know, things like that, having more time for yourself, lessening procrastination time, all these kinds of things. But what I think, and what I've researched, is that resolutions have taken a turn into focusing more on mental health, and that's more than they have been in years prior. A lot more resolutions include things like improving sleep, joining book clubs, cooking, eating more fruits and vegetables, exploring hobbies, having a new look, or, you know, actually taking a lunch break. Like, people have become more self-care aware, and that's really, really good, because you know, I actually talked about this in an album that I did years ago, where, you know, people used to view self-care as being selfish. And when we examine it, we really need to provide ourselves with self-care so that we can give better care to others. When we are depleted, we are drained, it is hard to give out to anyone else. So the better care that we give ourselves, you know, good sleep, good eating, creating peaceful environments and doing things that we love, our like battery, so to speak, is full. And then when we need to give out to others, we're not already drained before we even start. So it's good that time has changed this aspect of us in that way. Next, we're going to look into why it's good to have goals. Let's explore. Okay, so why have goals? What is the point of having goals? So we're going to talk about four reasons that having goals is important. They provide focus. They help clarify our future. They help increase our confidence and increase productivity. So the way that goals help us focus, well, there's really so many ways, but when we're focused, we're not going to spend time just being busy and not productive. Goals give us something specific to work towards and help us do the things that will get us to achieve our goals. It helps us align our focus to the activities that matter most and to, you know, get rid of the things that aren't really there to help us achieve what we want, but can just be taking up time. We will engage more so on the tasks and projects that are most impactful and essential to the goals that we want to achieve. Goals also help clarify our future because it helps us narrow our vision and pinpoint what we want our future to look like, what we want to be. It helps us to define our purpose and create a measurable plan or path to reach the ideal future we desire. Otherwise, we can end up kind of being aimless and just doing things without a point, if you know what I mean. Without goals, we can just drift from like one year to the next without any real clear purpose or direction. But with a goal, or with more than one goal, we are clear on what's most important to us in our life. And we see what we want our future to be. And anything that can get us there is what we're doing, rather than, again, being aimless about our time and efforts. Setting goals helps increase our confidence. It helps us build self-esteem. When we set goals specifically and that we can measure, we will work towards them, and this boosts feelings of self-worth and confidence. Every time we achieve a goal that we set out to do, it makes us feel good. It makes us feel like, okay, I accomplished something today. It makes us more apt to do it in the future. It makes us, you know, helps us know that we can achieve something. It also helps us follow a plan and our path daily. And as we make progress, we feel even more motivated to achieve these goals. When we have more confidence, we're more apt to take action on our goals and to be more resilient at overcoming obstacles that may stand in the way of achieving our goals. When we haven't attained something, we might not think we can, so we won't necessarily put forth the effort to do so. But every time we set a measurable goal and achieve it, that's another boost in our confidence and self-esteem to do it again and to do it even better the next time. Goal setting increases productivity. And this is done by, it helps us narrow our focus to the activities and behaviors that will get us closer to achieving our goals and getting rid of all else, all the other distractions. A more narrow focus helps us manage our time better. It ensures effective prioritization. Instead of maybe laying around or just, you know, scrolling through the internet or whatever we like to do, that's not necessarily wrong, but can rob us of time that we could be using more productively to achieving the things we want. When we set a goal, it's like, okay, I need to do this, so I can't spend as much time doing that. And that helps us to increase our productivity. It helps us to have a plan, not just, you know, again, be aimless. As you can see, a lot of the reasons that goal setting is so valuable is because it takes us away from mindless, aimless distractions and things that really don't add to us in all ways, or they don't get us closer to the things that we're trying to achieve. And again, it's not that it's wrong to do things that are just, you know, kind of, you know, just scrolling through things and watching TV or watching a show. These can be helpful for us as well, as we use it to rest. But when we're talking about setting goals and achieving them, we want to be clear and concise in our visions and what we want. And then creating a plan to achieve such, maybe setting aside a time each day. I'm going to spend an hour doing this or that, or 15 minutes, whatever it is that we know is attainable for us and that we can use to get us to the places that we want to be. This is something that I have tended to have difficulty with, because I like to do things when I feel to do them. The problem is I don't always feel to do it. And I like everything I do to come off authentic and genuine. And but I was talking with someone recently, and they said to me that if you're an authentic and genuine person already, everything you do is going to come off that way. So you're not really losing anything by being disciplined and having a set time to do things, which, you know, I really find accurate. I was kind of holding myself back in ways because I like to do it when I feel it. And it's not that that's wrong either. It's just when you're, you know, how I am, it's just like you want to be in this certain zone. But with that comes inconsistencies, and I really would like to be more consistent with my podcast and my writing and finishing my books and such. So I need to have a clearer focus and a better path and vision. And today I've started off well, because I am recording this today, and my plan is to do this weekly because it's good for me and it's good for what I want to attain. And, you know, a lot of my listeners have reached out to me and told me how what something I said may have helped them, or they wondered where I was or why they hadn't heard something from me. And sometimes you just don't think people are paying attention or people are listening, but they are. So even if it's one person that values what you say, that's one person closer to achieving what you desire. And if that's to share whatever it is of yours with the world, then the only way to do that is to be consistent and to be productive and to have better focus and such, as I've just discussed. So hoping all of you can gain insight into better goal setting, as I have myself in sharing this with you. And a lot of the things I share with you is also because I'm sharing it with myself. And I think that there has to be other people that need this as well. So I'm kind of talking to all of us when I do this. So next thing we'll discuss is, how can we accomplish these goals? And I think that a lot of it I've touched on already, but we're going to talk about specific things that we can do to reach those goals. So finally, let's talk about how we can achieve our goals. What can we do to reach the goals that we have set out? Number one, we're going to talk about, by the way, 7 ways that we can create goals and achieve them. Number one, decide what you want to see happen. And we can do this by asking ourselves three questions. One, is it something you truly want? Because obviously, if we don't really want it, we're less likely to try and do anything to achieve it. Does it align with your values and other goals? Again, if it's not aligning with us, we'll be less likely to do anything to achieve it. And is it important enough to put hours of time or energy into it? Again, if it's something that we value, if it's something that's important, we're more likely to put effort and time into doing what we can to achieve the goal. We have to determine what matters most to us and focus our energy on that. That is one of the best ways to start setting a goal. The second way we can create our goals is by creating SMART goals. And the acronym SMART breaks down to something being specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-bound or time-sensitive. That last one is, not just the last one. All of it is really important because we need specifics. We need things we can measure, attain, and to have time sensitivity to help us attain it. You know, sometimes people say, okay, I just want to lose weight by the end of the year. All right, well, it's a good goal, but it's not specific and it has no time sensitivity. But if we said something like, I want to lose 15 pounds by February 28th, we have made it more specific and it has a completion date. So we are now bound to some sense of urgency or something more specific that we have to do to get to that point by that date, not just an overall weight loss. So that's another important way to create goals. Number three, write them down. This is very important for me. I like to see things. I do have a board in my room that contains things that I wish to accomplish and things like that. And sometimes I use different colors, but you know, writing them down helps them become tangible and real rather than just vague ideas that are in our mind. We can do this by, again, a vision board. We can use post-it notes. We can write it on a mirror. Whatever way we know that we can be reminded daily to work on those goals. And when we do write about them, we want to try and use a positive tone so that we stay excited and motivated about completing them. Number four, we want to create a plan so that we know exactly how we'll meet our goals. We want to know what the goal is and the steps we're going to take to get there. When we create this plan, however we do it, in a notebook, on a vision board, post-it notes, whatever we do, we can get creative with it. And sometimes people use colored markers, stickers, whatever helps cement the goal in your mind and make it more positive and real for you is what's going to be beneficial. Number five, we want to create a timeline with dates, milestones, and deadlines to achieve our goal. Once we have specific dates, we want to try our best to stick to those dates. And having them in a timeline really helps because it creates, again, a sense of urgency and helps us stay motivated to stay on schedule and achieve that goal. If we just, again, say, I just want to do this before June, it won't be as specific and attainable as if we said something more like, I want to do this specific thing by this specific date. That gives us more, again, urgency. Number six, we want to take action and do what we set out to do. And then seven, reevaluate and assess our progress. We want to do this maybe weekly and we want to check in our schedules and see if we're still meeting the goals that we set out to meet. The closer we get to completing our goals, the more motivated we're going to be to finish and to complete it. And if we find that we're behind, we can make adjustments to get closer. It's important to evaluate our progress in order to help stay focused. Sometimes people do this in relationships. They do weekly check-ins. You know, what am I doing that I can be better? What was I doing that didn't help? So we can do the same thing with ourselves. Am I managing my time well enough? Am I putting forth enough effort into this? What can I do to stay better on track? Different things that we can assess ourselves to see if we're on the path to achieving the goal that we set out specifically and time sensitively. If you guys have any tips on goal setting, please let me know. I'm always open to listening. And I hope that this episode has been motivation for you in your goal setting and whatever you wish to do. My goals for this time in my life are to finish my books and do my podcasts weekly. The book writing, those contain specifics that I'm not going to get all into right now, but as far as my podcast, I have set aside Mondays as my days to record as long as I'm off work. And if not, I'll have to adjust that as I need to, because I don't work specific days each week. But doing as much as I can the day that I record so that I can release these weekly instead of every 2 weeks or every month or every few months, but to be more consistent. And if you guys need any advice or, again, want to share tips with me, please let me know. I'm always open. And thank you for listening to this new year, new day, new month, new episode of Dreamcast. And I'm wishing you all a wonderful, positive, energy-filled day.